United States, perhaps unlike some other countries, there is quite a bit of mobility, and individuals will study in one institution for a period of time, not complete, study at another institution for a period of time, not complete, and so forth. This is particularly the case with our military, which make up about a third of our 34,000 students. We look at that prior learning, whether it's military training, whether it's corporate training, or whether it is academic work done at other institutions, and we compare that prior work against a State of New York approved curriculum, a specific degree curriculum, and show the student then, the prospective student, what it is that they're going to need to do in order to complete that degree. So that's where the degree plan comes. We said, this is what we can accept, this is what you need, this is what remains to be done. We then offer that student multiple pathways to complete the outstanding coursework. And increasingly, it is through assessments, through examinations and self-study, that they would choose to go, particularly if money is a concern. And it is even for adults. The OER courseware, we have just this year started mapping our assessments to specific open courseware that is available to the students for free, of course. But in the past, you were pretty much left to a textbook or on your own. Now, not only do you have the open educational resource, but you also have access to tutoring and support. And a question had come up about the business model for OER. The amount of tutoring or additional support that the individual needs can expand or contract depending upon the subject area, the needs of the student, their background, and perhaps their budget. But it will fluctuate depending upon their need. Then there are the assessments themselves, of which we have presently about 65. These have all been reviewed for their rigor, their validity in terms of what it is that we're wanting to assess, and have been certified by the American Council of Education as being valid indicators of competence or knowledge. Not necessarily the same thing. This is the same organization that validates the testing for the College Board's CLEP program, which some of you may have heard of. That's one of the oldest forms of credit by assessment. And Educational Testing Service also provides a similar type of testing that is called DSST. That's some of the initials that I won't go into what it stands for, but it's primarily examinations or assessments that are given to the military. We recognize those as well as our own in terms of satisfying degree requirements. Finally, in our process, there is a capstone experience. And presently, that capstone experience is a course because our accreditors want to be sure that we're awarding degrees to people who have the skill and knowledge that would be expected of a student who went through instructional process and that they have comparable skill and knowledge. So we're putting everyone, instructional students, assessment candidate students, through the same capstone experience, which is an online course, as a way of showing this comparability. Now, quality is a big concern, and there are many skeptics of this particular approach, though, as I said, it's something that we've been doing for nearly 40 years. First off, our faculty looks at specific open educational resources and does this mapping that I was speaking of earlier.